The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
This perik, perik shel midos, is mainly about the midos that were used in the Beis Hamikdash. The measuring cups and measuring kalim. The midas were used to measure the exact amounts of contents for each carbon. The flour and oil for menachis and the wine for nesachim. All these things have to be measured with exactness. So a system of measurements was set up in the Beis HaMikdash, and there were kalim midas for all these measurements. There's a number of Gemaras throughout the Perek which give us the impression that there's a mitzvah to measure with the designated midos in the Beis HaMikdash. You should dafka use those midos, those kalim. You can't just bring your own measuring cup and measure the flour or oil. The midos shel kodesh had to be used. So many Achrenim ask, where do we find this mitzvah in the Torah? Where does the Torah command us to use particularly the Midas HaKodesh? What's the difference? Just get the measurement and you have the flour and oil. What's the difference which Midah you use? So some Achrenim understand when the Gemara says on the next daf, Revius Yoiv Le Rachmona Le Moshe, that Hashem gave to Moshe a Revius V'omra Lo Sha'ar. Hashem said, use this to measure. So this is the source that there's a mitzvah to use the Midas Shel Kodesh of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Halacha L'Moshe Beis Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe Beis Sinai, a mitzvah to use those midos. But nevertheless, what is the reason for this? Because measuring is definitely not one of the avoiders of a mincha. It's not an avoider. You're just making the mincha. So why is it important that it's not even making this, just measuring the flour for the mincha. So why is it important that the measuring be done with the Midas Shel Kodesh? So the Chazon Ish in Simen Chof Hei Sivkon Ches quotes the Gemara in Daf Chof Gimel, which seems to say that there was always some oil left over in the Midas after they poured out the oil. They pour the oil into the flour of the mincha. Some oil was left behind. So Tosis over there asks, so how is the mincha kosher? Because even the smallest amount of shemen that's missing from the mincha disqualifies the mincha. Chiser shamna is posel. So Tosis answers with the famous phrase, Lenit natir l'malachi asharis. It's practically impossible to ensure that no oil remains in the midah. So the Torah, therefore, obviously does not require us to get an exact measurement. So, it's fine. You just pour out the oil, get as much as you could, and you're good. So Chazanish explains that when you do a medida, the oil that was nimdad in the klemida is nikva, becomes set aside for that mincha. And now, even though you couldn't manage to get every single bit of oil out of the kli, we still consider the mincha as a mincha shleima. As a klal of it, l'nitla toira malachi asharis permits you to leave a small amount of shemen behind. It means we'll still consider that shemen that's still left over in the kli as part of the shear of the mincha. Because when you measure the full shear, the lug, so that lug belongs to this mincha, and even though you couldn't get every bit of that lug out, it's still all considered as part of the mincha. So of course you can't deliberately leave some shemen oil, some oil over, so that would be a problem, chiser shamana. But if you tried your best and got out whatever you could, that's enough. So this is why the medida, the Chazon Ish explains, had to be done with the klei midah that were kedushin be kedushas klei sharis. Because only with having the full shear becoming kodesh during the medida, which is these midas of kodesh, klei shoris, only with that do we consider the mincha as having a complete shear, since the klei mida contains a full shear. Because the point is that when you do the medida, then you have a full shear in the klei, and then when you pour it out, then you're missing some oil. So the fact that you can't get all the oil out doesn't matter, because you already got the full shear, because the full shear of oil was nikdash in the kli. But if the kli mida was not kodesh, meaning that during the medida the shema did not become yet kodesh, and was not nikva with the mincha, as long as it's not kodesh, it's not considered as part of the mincha, then why would we consider the mincha as having a full shear if this oil was not yet associated with the mincha? We have to first connect the shemen with the mincha by being mekadesh it in the klei shoris shel medida, and with that the full shear of oil that was nimdad becomes associated with the mincha. And now the fact that you can't get every bit out, that's on that we say natural malachi asharis. This union of midas and shiurim, which is spoken about over here in this perek, in regard to the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh. So Bemis, this is something that's very relevant to countless mitzvahs and isurim throughout the day. The mida, the shir, is something which is very negeh. It's important to understand the method of calculating a shir. The Poskim discuss whether it can be done through Oymed Adas, or must it be done with exactness. That means, do we employ this klal of l'nit natura l'malachi asharis when you're calculating a shear? Now, but there's another need, even more basic, regarding the shiurim themselves. Are the shiurim of the Torah a fixed value, or are they based on the view of people? What I mean is that, take for example the shear kezayis, which was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai as the Shir Achila and the Shir of many other things. And these are Halachal Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Shiurim, Halachal Moshe B'Sinai. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that an olive, a kezayis, is the Shir. Is that olive a fixed size or not? In other words, Hashem told Moshe B'Dibor, that Achila is B'Shir Zayis. The Shir Achila is an olive. Hashem did not show Moshe Rabbeinu, L'Choyre, a picture of an olive. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and said this over to the Yidden, he didn't make a visual demonstration displaying an olive for everybody to see. All he did was, he taught the Yidden that the Shir of the size, the shear of Achila is the size of an olive. Now if you take two people on a walk through an olive orchard and then ask them to illustrate the exact size of an average olive, you'll probably get two different answers. If you ask 10 people, you'll definitely get two different answers. But olives are not a manufactured product. It's a product of nature. Not every olive is exactly the same, even among the average sized ones. And more than that, who decides what's an average size olive? Maybe this orchard has richer soil and its average olives are better, a bit bigger than the standard olives. There's no way of clearly fixing a size for an olive. So the Chazon Ish in Chelek Arachayim, he writes a full kuntres on the topic of shiurim. So he starts a kuntres with a few vital points on this idea. He explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe the shear on Har Sinai, it's lafi daitoi shel haroya. This is it's based on the Mishnah in Kalim, Berakot Zayin, Mishnah Vov. Omer Rav Yosi v'chimi moidi eini eiza gedoilo v'eiza yikatano. Who's going to tell me what's a big one, what's a small one? El ha'koi lafi daitoi shel haroya. Meaning that each person should decide for himself what he considers the Zayin's Beinani, or whatever shear we're dealing with. And for him, that's the shear kezayis. However, he explains that Hashem gave authority to the Chachmei HaDor to intervene and set up standards for the shiurim, according to their estimations. And once they set up these standards, this becomes a universal standard. For example, Chazal say, the Mishnah says, "Kazayis sha'omru ze agoiri, kesa'oiro zu midbaris, ke'adosho zu mitzris." That's how Chazal described the shiurim. The Chazanish explains that these descriptions are not said from a seira. These were descriptions taught to Moshe Rabbeinu and handed down by Messiah. No, these descriptions were determined by the Chachomim of later Dairis. They sat down and researched many different variations of barley or olives, and they came to the conclusion that the Zayis Egoiri, or the barley of the Midbar, are the average-sized olives and barley. And the Shir Kazayis and Kasaira should be assessed based on the size of those. And now no one could come and say that I assess differently, because Chazal were kaveh already. But the Chazanish explains that there's still an element of Lefi Da'ita Shel Aroya. Because even now the Chazal set the standard, there's still some room for flexibility. See, not every single Zayis Aguri and Sa'ir Midbaris is the same. It could still be debatable which variety of Zayis Aguri is the one that's average. So Chazanish writes as follows: Shemosur ledaito shel horoya lahachria al habeinini shel apri bein chaverov hagadolim vechaverov hakatanim. So even among each category, there's chaverim gadolim and katanim. And the roya lefi daito shel horoya, you decide what your eye considers a beinini. And the Chazanish continues that even now the Chazal somewhat universalized the shir. It doesn't mean that this will remain the Shir Ad Sof Kol Hadoros. If it, at any point in history, if the Zayis Aguri becomes no longer accessible to us, then we wouldn't have to do historical research to determine which olive was called the Zayis Aguri in the days of the Mishnah. Rather, the Chachomim of that door should sit down and perform their own assessment of what they consider the average olive to be, based on the olives of their time. And it doesn't have to match dafke the hashorah that was done by the Chachmei Mishnah in their time. Or the Chachom could decide that every single region should decide for themselves according to the olives that are found in that region. And he continues that if the Chachom of that door made no decision on the shiurim, then by default the shiurim are based on the Lefi Da'ita Shel Aroya. Every person decides for himself. And if you think about it, it's an amazing thing. You could have two people who both ate an exact amount of nevela. One person's chayiv malchus and one is potter from malchus. The first person considered an average olive a little smaller than the second. Now, regarding halacha lemaise for our door, the Chazanish writes that about 200 years ago, the Gedolei Ashkenaz, the Noid Bihudu, together with the Gro and Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis and the Chasam Sofer, they examined and experimented the shiurim, and they came to a conclusion. And that conclusion has become the standard for shiurim, regardless of whether they made changes to the accepted understanding of shiurim up until their time. Because the Chachmei Ador decide and determine based on their shikal adas, and that becomes, from that point on, the shiur, as long as their psokim are known to Klal Yisrael. That's the shiur. The same way the Chazal in the days of the Mishnah decided kefi achras daitum that the Zayis Aguri is a Zayis Beinin.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.